back to this episode of The Real Game. I'm your host, Trent Master, joined along with Patrick Spillman. How are you doing today?
Trent, I'm doing pretty good. It was a pretty busy weekend, just with a lot of different things going on, but it's a good weekend. We are 1 week away from spring break, a much-needed break. We got the men's and women's track team getting the week off for track during that, and then we got baseball and softball kicking off their season. And Trent and I will have some articles out on the Wit on Wednesday. Go ahead and read those previews from us. Should be a good read. I know both teams are super excited to get the season going.
Yeah, so we're going to kick it off with track from not this past weekend at the conference, because we do not have those results yet, but from 2 weeks ago, and we'll move on to women's basketball and then men's basketball to finish out today's show. So Bluffton University track and field team traveled to Ohio Wesleyan University to compete in the Valentine's Open on Friday, February 14th. This meet was a tune-up for both squads since the HCAC championships were this past weekend.
In the 60-meter hurdles, junior Ramey Bauer competed for the first time collegiately. She qualified for conference with a time of 10.52 seconds. It was quite impressive with very little practice. Bauer's 14th amongst all HCAC competitors. The 60-meter dash brought numerous personal bests. Freshman Madeline Schieffer, Stacey Chirwa, and Nina McGinn all ran personal best. Junior Omar Warlick ran a personal best and qualified for conference with a time of 7.26 seconds. He's tied for sixth place amongst all conference competitors. Warlick also ran a personal best and conference qualifier in the 200-meter dash with a time of 23.32 seconds. This puts him third amongst HCAC competitors. Junior Christian Parker also ran a personal best of 7.42 seconds.
Moving on to women's high jump, freshman Taja Lewis qualified for the conference meet and jumped a personal best with a height of 1.5 meters. That leap has her seventh among all conference competitors. Freshman Noelle Nuttall put the work in, and it showed with her pole vault.
On the mid-distance and distance side, there were numerous quality performances. In the men's 800-meter race, sophomore Austin Hernandez tied his personal best of 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Senior Ari Cox ran a season best in the mile, while freshman Max Chandler ran a personal best with a time of 4.49 seconds. Running the mile for the first time, freshman Morgan Adams finished just under 5 minutes with a time of 4.59. Freshman Britton Boyle also ran a personal best of 9.25 in the 3,000-meter race, taking 9 seconds off his previous record. It is great to see such wonderful performances with conference next week. Our momentum has been building each week, and we have one more week to keep it going to have a strong showing at conference, Coach Wells stated about the awesome performances.
After coming back from a minor setback, junior Stephanie Fox showed up to compete. Fox went 10.85 meters in the shot put and qualified her for the conference meet, where she is currently ranked second. She also came out smoking in the weight throw, qualifying for conference with the personal best throw of 13.55 meters. That is fifth amongst conference competitors. Freshman Dakota Bunn also threw his personal best in the shot put. Fox had a wonderful meet coming back. I could tell she was ready to throw when she got off that bus this afternoon. With just these two throws, she propelled herself up the conference competition list and is prepared to do very well next week. Coach Yakno added about how well Fox did coming back from her setback.
The Beavers then did travel to Rose Holman on Sunday, February 23rd. There were some Beavers that did not compete on Friday at the Valentine Day Open. Said they competed at the All-Ohio Championships on Saturday, February 15th. Competition was fierce for the Beavers, but they came out and competed.
This meet did not disappoint when it came to school records. Two more went down from the same two women that previously broke school records earlier this season. The first was senior Bailey Barrington. In the mile, Barrington broke the school record by a whopping 7 seconds with a time of 5 minutes 22 seconds. This puts her fourth amongst the conference mile competitors. The other record was broken once again by freshman Caitlin Renner in the long jump, but this time she surpassed it by 0.16 meters. Renner jumped a distance of 5.24 meters, which puts her at the top of the leaderboard for HCAC competition. Renner also ran a personal best in the 60-meter hurdles with a time of 9.65 seconds, which puts her third amongst conference competition.
Sophomore Brandon James competed at All Ohio on the triple jump with a personal best of 12.84 meters, which put him third in the conference. James also competed for the high jump. Senior Justin Kaufman competed in the pole vault, and senior Connor Golick took part in the 800-meter race. Senior Alexis Cash was able to compete in the 3,000-meter race. And finally, senior John Jones kept his momentum going in the weight with a personal best of 16.09 meters, which has him second among HCAC competitors.
As a coaching staff, we are proud of the work our athletes have put in. This weekend, it was wonderful to see the athletes perform with conference next week. This team will bring competition to the conference meet next week. It's going to be insane. Coach Yakno stated following the outstanding results garnered on Friday and Saturday.
The women did have a chance to score in 14 different events and the men in 12 different events, which is the most a track team has been able to score points in and any time Trent and I have been here, which has been the last 3 years. So it was awesome. We will get those results for you as soon as we get them. Unfortunately, can't find them as of right now, but we will try and get those as fast as possible for you guys. We will move on to men's and women's basketball. We're going to start with women's basketball, who was the first of our doubleheader on Wednesday at home against Defiance, and then both teams traveled to Transylvania on Saturday. In the game on Wednesday, the Beavers picked up a huge 75-67 victory over the Yellow Jackets. Bluffton improved their mark to 13-11, 7-10 in the HCAC, while Defiance fell to 7-17, 6-11 in the HCAC. The victory over Defiance propelled Bluffton into fourth place in the conference, one game in front of a five-way logjam for places 5-9 with just one game to play. Top six teams will advance to the Heartland Conference Tournament next week.
Defiance controlled the tip, but a steal from Nora Heminger and two quick buckets from senior DJ Kesey and Brianna Gillig gave Bluffton an early 4-0 lead. Two Yellow Jackets triples put Defiance on top 8-4, but a Gillig triple and a layup along with a jumper from Abby Parkins pushed the home team up by 3, 11-8. Sammy Shardo hit a deep three followed by an Emma Saltzman double two-pointer, which pushed Bluffton's lead to 11, 21-10. A Gillig tip-in had the Beavers up 23-10 at the end of the first quarter.
The visitors netted the first bucket of the second quarter, but Kylie Brock hit a three to make the score 26-12. A Heminger putback and a TJ Mills three-pointer had the Beavers up 33-17 with 4:05 to play in the first half. An 8-0 run for the Yellow Jackets pulled them within 7, 34-27, before two threes from Mills and Brock had the Beavers up 40-30 at the half.
Two Gillig freebies and a layup made the score 44-33 in favor of Bluffton. Four Mills charity shots pushed the home team's cushion to 14, 50-36, with 4:31 left in the third. Shardo drained a three to make the score 53-39, but a 7-2 run for Defiance made it an 8-point game, 57-49. Heminger netted a deep shot at the buzzer to put the Beavers up 60-49 going into the final quarter.
Defiance bucketed the first two shots of the fourth to pull within 7, 60-53, but Parkins answered back with a laser triple to make the score 63-53. The Yellow Jackets pulled within 3, 65-62, with 4:29 left in regulation. Two Mills free throws and a Brock two-pointer in the paint pushed the Beavers' lead back to 7, 71-64. Three Heminger free throws secured the 75-67 victory for the home team.
Gillig led the Beavers with 20 points and 12 rebounds for her ninth career double-double. Heminger was close behind with 15 points and 6 boards. She added 3 steals and 3 assists for the victors. Mills and Brock chipped in 12 and 9 points respectively. Saltzman pulled down 5 rebounds in the victory.
Bluffton netted 24 of 58, 41.4% from the field, and 9 of 27, 33.3% from deep. Compared to Defiance's 23 of 48, 47.9%, and 7 of 15, 46.7% from 3. The Beavers connected on 18 of 23, 78.3% from the free throw line, with the Yellow Jackets going 14 of 19, 73.7%. The home team pulled down 5 more boards, 35-30, and turned the ball over only 3 times. The Beavers also picked up 7 steals in the game. And like we said, they traveled down to Transylvania University on Saturday to be able to host or to be able to have a chance to secure themselves in the conference tournament. Transylvania going into this game is ranked number 6 in Division 3 and had just lost their first game in conference to Hanover on Wednesday. But Transylvania came out with the victory 70-56. Beavers dropped to 13-12, 7-11 in the HCAC following the loss.
Transy made 4 straight triples to give them a quick 12-0 lead. Brianna Gillig hit 2 free throws to make the score 12-2. Sammy Shardo followed with 2 threes to pull the Beavers within 10, 18-8. 2 layups and 2 freebies from TJ Mills had Bluffton down 25-16 at the end of the first.
5 minutes and a 6-0 run from the Pioneers put them up 31-16 before Mills hit a 3 and a layup to close the gap to 10 again. 31-21, 2 shots in the paint from Morgan Smith, and Mills made the score 34-25 in favor of Transy. Threes from Mills and Peyton Henry pulled the Beavers within 6, 37-31 at the half.
A quick shot from Emma Saltzman and 2 Gillig freebies had Bluffton down just 2, 37-35. The Pioneers made it 45-36 until 6 straight points from Gillig had the Beavers back within 3, 45-42. 2 field goals from Smith and Gillig made the score 52-46 in favor of Transylvania going into the final quarter.
A 12-4 run for Transy in the first half of the fourth widened the gap to 15, 64-49. Shardo drained another 3, making the score 66-54. Smith dropped a 2, but it wasn't enough as the Beavers would fall to the Pioneers by a 70-56 final.
Mills and Gillig led the Bluffton offense with 16 points apiece. Shardo and Smith chipped in 9 and 8 points, respectively. Gillig led the defense with 8 rebounds, followed by Mills with 4. Mills also tallied 4 steals in the loss.
The Beavers struggled from the field, going 18 of 56, 32%, and 6 of 23, 26% from deep. The Pioneers hit 24 of 51, 47%, and 9 of 22 from beyond the arc. Bluffton connected on 14 of 16, 87.5% from the free throw line, compared to Transy's 13 of 16, 81.3%. Pioneers pulled down one more board, 32-31, and both teams coughed up the ball just 8 times.
Bluffton finished in a 3-way tie, Anderson, Bluffton, and Earlham, for 4th place in the Heartland Conference. Beavers earned the number 5 seed and will travel to Anderson University on Tuesday, February 25th, tomorrow, for the opening round of the HCAC tournament. Tip-off is slated for 7:30 p.m. The victor will face tourney host Transylvania on Saturday, February 29th at 1 p.m.
We wish the women luck. If they would have come out with that win, they would have finished 3rd in the conference and would have actually been able to host a first-round game. Unfortunately, lost to the number 6 team in the nation at the Division 3 level, Transylvania Pioneers. So, unfortunately, a tough loss, but they travel down to Anderson, which is a very tough place to play. Anderson swept us during the season, so it is very hard to beat a team 3 times. So we wish our women luck and hope that they can come out with the victory on tomorrow, Tuesday, February 25th.
And on to the men's basketball. Bluffton University men's basketball team played host to Heartland Conference rival Defiance College on Wednesday, February 19th. In their last home game of the 2019-2020 season, Bluffton rolled a 68-52 win, improving to 15-9 and 11-6 in conference on the strength of a school record 7th consecutive HCAC victory. Defiance fell to 11-13 and 6-11 in the conference. The Beavers will be a top 4 seed when the tournament field is set following Saturday's game.
Defiance jumped out to a 7-2 lead when Morrell Jordan knocked down a 3 with 16:50 on the clock in the first half, but the Beavers would come back and notch it at 14 apiece when Andrew Renner split a pair of free throws. The home team kept firing, taking their first lead when Isaiah Taylor dropped a 2 to make it 16-14 in favor of the good guys. After a bunch of lead changes during the first 20 minutes, Bluffton would finally take control as the Beavers opened a 37-27 lead at the break.
Bluffton kept its feet on the gas in the second half, stretching its lead to 15 when Taylor hit from in close to make it 44-29 with 17:30 left to play. The home squad continued to pour it on, gashing the Jackets for the largest lead of the game when Renner knocked down a jumper, which made it 60-42. Bluffton capped the season sweep with a 68-52 stomping of that other purple school up north.
Renner led all scorers with 17 points on a very efficient 5 of 9 from the field and 2 of 3 from the three-point land. He also pulled down 4 boards in the victory. Desmond Brown netted 16 of his own on 8 of 11 from the field, and he also had a game-high 4 steals for the Beavers. Taylor and Jameel Cosby combined for 24 points on 9 of 21 from the field. Taylor pulled down a game-high 6 rebounds for the home squad.
Bluffton hit 26 of 52, 50% from the field, including 2 of 8, 25% from distance. The visitors coughed up the ball 15 times compared to just 9 miscues for the home squad. Defiance pulled down 31 rebounds, 3 more than the victors.
The Beavers were back in action when they traveled down to Transy in the second of the doubleheader. If Bluffton defeated Transy, they would have been the number 2 seed in the conference and could have had a chance of being number 1 if Franklin would have lost. But unfortunately, the 7-game win streak in conference came to an end after the Beavers dropped a 73-64 decision, snapping that school record win streak. Bluffton slipped to 15-10, 11-7 in the HCAC following the loss.
The Beavers started quickly with a 6-0 run, a triple from Zeddy Pollock, followed by an Andrew Renner lay-in, pushed the Beavers' lead to 10, 17-7, forcing head coach Brian Lane to signal for a timeout. A 12-0 run for Transy that saw the home team bury 4 consecutive triples gave them a 19-17 lead before Renner answered back with a 3 of his own to put the Beavers back on top, 20-19. Another run from the Pioneers tied the score up at 22 with 7:47 left in the half. A quick 9 points for the visitors put them back up by 7, 31-24, until 7 straight points for Transy knotted the score at 33 going into the half.
The Pioneers bucketed the first 4 points of the second half for a 37-33 lead. Renner drained a 3 before Isaiah Taylor dropped in a layup to give Bluffton the 40-39 advantage. The lead kept going back and forth before Jameel Cosby freebie tied it up at 43. An 8-5 run in favor of Transy made the score 51-48. A Cosby 3 would pull the Beavers within 1, 52-51, but the Pioneers answered back with a triple of their own, which made the score 55-51. Transy led by as many as 10 points with 2:24 to play. A layup from Taylor and a deep shot from Desmond Brown made the score 71-64, but it wasn't enough as the Beavers dropped their first game since January 25th.
Leading the Bluffton Beaver offense was Renner with 16 points. Taylor and Pollock were close behind with 15 and 11 points respectively. Cosby and Brown tallied 10 markers apiece. Taylor led the defense with 7 rebounds. Cosby and Renner pulled down 6 and 5 rebounds apiece.
Bluffton connected on 24 of 47, 51.1% shots from the field, and 8 of 18, 44.4% from behind the arc, compared to Transy's 22 of 56, 39.3%, and 12 of 29, 41.4% from deep. Beavers netted 8 of 10, 80% from the free throw line, the Pioneers making 17 of 20, 85%. Bluffton pulled down 3 more boards, 31-28, but turned the ball over 9 more times, 16-7. Bluffton finished in a tie with Hanover for third place in the Heartland Conference, but the Beavers earned the number 4 seed and will travel to Transylvania University on Friday, February 28th, for the opening round of the HCHC tournament. Bluffton will take on the number 5 seed, Anderson University, at 6 p.m. on Friday. Victor will face tourney host Transylvania on Saturday, February 29th at 5 p.m. So both men and women get to play Anderson in their first round and then an opportunity to play against Transy in that second round. Men did sweep Anderson University this year going 2-0. So, like we said earlier, it's very hard to beat a team 3 times, but if anyone can do it, this Beavers team can beat that Anderson team and go on. And they split with Transylvania during this past season. Hopefully they can get a win there and go on to win this conference. It's definitely capable. This team is talented. They've got their depth back now that they've gotten everyone back from sickness and injury. So we wish them luck. I know that they can go out there and win it, but it's going to be extremely hard playing at Transy. But if anyone can do it, it's going to be this Beavers team who just need to make their own new win streak.
Yeah, and I have a couple of the basketball guys who live on my floor, and I was talking to them about it, and they said they do like playing in that Transylvania gym. So they're excited about going there and playing. I'm excited to see how this whole season ends for both the men and the women. It's exciting that both of them get the opportunity to play in this conference tournament.
We wish them luck, and hopefully they both come out with championships. And honestly, Hanover and Transy both dominated during the regular season, but once it hits tournament time, it's clean slate and anything can happen. Both Renner and TJ Mills were talking to us in station. They said, we just need to qualify for the tournament. After that, everyone's 0-0, and it doesn't matter. Anybody can win. And they both made the conference tournament. I know we were a little worried about the women as the year went on, but they found a way in a crazy season, especially on the women's side. The men had a losing record going into the second part of conference, and if it weren't for that 7-game win streak, we might not be seeing them in the conference tournament either. So both teams, awesome. Slate is now 0-0. Go out and get some wins and represent Bluffton extremely well like you always do.
Yeah, and that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening. I encourage you to come back and listen to us after spring break. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWit.com, and subscribe. Trent Mast joined along with Patrick Gilman, and we thank you for listening to 1 Day.
Roll beat.